to the Living La Vida Mocha podcast, and I'm your host, Mocha. Here we will hear everything healthy lifestyle as well as just relatable situations in everyday life. I am a certified personal trainer, a fitness instructor, and I do balance a 9-to-5. However, my favorite job is just being a mom. I'm Living La Vida Mocha on all social media platforms. I even have a YouTube, Living La Vida Mocha 678. Follow, like, subscribe so you get updated with my most recent content. I appreciate you all. And remember, it's a good day to be thankful. Welcome to the Living La Vida Mocha podcast. And I'm your host, Mocha. Well, April is almost over. It went quick. Like really quick. And now I'm in Ohio and the weather's to the point where I don't know if I need heat or air, a fan, I don't know. So hopefully that means it's gonna start acting like spring. I'm not for sure though. And you know, Ohio weather, you gotta be ready for anything, any curveballs. So we are almost in May. But I wanted to post this podcast and I'm like, what can I talk about? It gets hard sometimes. You got to break down your thoughts. But one thing I like to do is talk about things that are like so relevant to my life. So before we go into today's topic, I just want to do a quick update. I work a lot of jobs. Everyone knows that. And then I have one son and one pup son. And right now, my son is on a season break. He's getting ready for football, just training hard. And I told him, take some time off just to like really be a teenager, still work out and stuff. But he usually does track and doing sports all year round, which I think sports is good, though. It's definitely a good thing. He's never had a season off since COVID. And I hate, like, I measure things by, like, oh, how long ago was this? Oh, this was before or after the pandemic. But that was when he got his break. It was forced. We all took a break, right? So he's literally played every season, all and sometimes multiple sports throughout a season. So he's taking some time off. And my first son is getting older, and he's just still that dog, man. I love Goliath. So JT convinced me to buy Goliath when he was little, and I was like, I don't know, because I only had little dogs prior. And I didn't know what that looks like, but Goliath is probably, besides JT, my second best investment. He's a great dog, and they're great together. As for me, I'm up and running with my Lesmo sprint training. I'm getting ready to actually do another certification. If you haven't figured it out, I like to have a lot going on. As many things as I can accomplish and try. And I think some people watch you and they don't even want you to be successful at it, unfortunately. But they're watching you nonetheless. And you know, whether I'm really good at something or really bad, I just still want to try. I want to keep learning. I want to evolve and I want to get better. So I'm going to go ahead and 2 certifications in 1 year. That's pushing it. But since JT's taking the off season, I'm like, well, what can I do? Like, I have extra time. I don't have games to go to. So I think it's the perfect time for me to challenge myself. And it's a core class. And my core and I just started getting along. It's been a long journey. Maybe that will be an episode one day. But I'm excited. I like trying new things. So Tuesday, 5:30 a.m., I'm doing cycle. Wednesdays at 6 p.m., I'll be doing the Lesmo core. And then Thursdays, 5:30 a.m., I'll be doing just a 40-minute version of body pump. And I have to say, just my regular 45-minute cycle class is probably my favorite because it's the first thing I started doing. And I've taken so many cycle classes. But just looking at the new format for Core, I really feel like it's going to be my new gen. And it's going to be really hard for me because I've struggled so much with Core from being obese to JT when I was pregnant. I was so swollen. So, and honestly, I never trained Core at all, specifically targeted it. You know, I would do, you know, compound movements and stuff. And for so many years, I read that was good enough, but it was not. And you don't know what you don't know. So it's definitely getting better. Every day I'm working on it, actually. So that's good. That actually has nothing to do with the topic. But if you wanted an update, now you got one. One last update. I have been sick. It's been so bad. I started just working at a daycare part-time. The kids are amazing. I want to use another word, but that's all I have right now. They're amazing. They're fun. They bring me life. And they bring me cooties because baby was sick. I mean, strep, ear infection, pneumonia. Did I say it all? Oh, sinus infection. And my last 5K, I actually ran with pneumonia. And I have asthma, which is not a good idea. But I'm just one, and everyone says you need rest. I have to go to work every day because I got this kid I got to provide for. And when my life is set up that I don't have to work every single day, trust and believe I won't. But until things change for us, if I'm working every day, I'm training and challenging myself every day. Period. So yeah, I got out there with my pneumonia. And I think that 5K, I did like 39 minutes. I don't even remember. But I was like, wow. Hey, I went. I had the greatest time ever. I have amazing friends. And actually, then I started having issues with my throat. And I've never even been to the doctor as much as I have been lately. But the long story short, I've lost some of my hearing because my eardrum bust. It's not funny, but I laugh at it. That was my New Year's resolution, but I guess I'm not doing too well to stop being so giggly. But here we are, listening to that downbeat with that one ear, baby. You gotta adapt, you gotta make it work. And I just never make excuses. I just want results, baby. So with that being said, let's get into the topic, right? Let's make it happen. So this is something, it's been building though, but it like started to unfold more recently at one of my jobs. I have 5 jobs, so I'm not gonna say which one. If you know me, you already know which one. If you don't know, you don't need to know, and you don't need to ask me when you see me, okay? So workplace violence. Who knew that was a thing? Because I did not know that was a thing. Now, I've came home in the middle bracket, I would say, not even in the beginning. In the beginning of my work history, I started out working at Wendy's as a teenager. I didn't care. I just was trying to make some money so I could buy the Jordans and a baby fat purse. But now I would say in the middle of my career, I got to a point which I was not happy with myself, and I had a toxic home life, unfortunately, just in a bad relationship, just depressed. So in the middle of my work history, I would say, and I like to use middle. I just like the, because hopefully, prayfully, I'm going to be entering the end of my work history. But I would say in the middle of my work history era, I would complain all the time when I got off work. And it was like, I would even get on the phone and call extra coworkers, and they would call me, or we would text or Snapchat, whatever it was. And just get on the phone and update each other and complain about the day, right? And my person at that time, who was really toxic, actually. I don't know if he was the worst ex. I mean, I have a horrible lineup of exes. That's why I stay single now. But one thing I could say he taught me is he said, if you put that much energy into just talking negatively, and if it is that bad, I don't know, I've never been to that place, remove yourself. But I don't want to hear you talk about it no more. And you shouldn't bring your job home. When you clock out, you got to be done with it. And just from him complaining so much about me complaining about work, it over time trained me to just let go of that, right? And my parents, and every day, not every day, most days I meet people, or I'll even see people in public or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, you know, I am thankful that I had amazing parents who did an amazing job, because it's unfair. And I feel bad for people who did. And I don't care. You don't have to be the richest parent, but you do have to parent. And it doesn't really take a lot to parent, but you should parent your kids, because they grow up and grow up to be effed up adults, toxic adults, you know, negative adults, and have negative actions or even characteristics. I mean, it's bad, y'all. So that's where I feel like the, you know, the seeds are getting laid at that point. You know, we just live in a world, and it's hard, you know, everybody's different and everyone comes from different backgrounds. And some people don't have amazing circumstances, but they still rise from that and they grow from that situation. And some people want to play victim, you know. So to each his own in that subject, but they grow up and they be effed up adults, and then they go apply for jobs. That is the seeds and the soil, essentially, for just a toxic work environment. I mean, I don't know. The average person, let's say, is there for 8 hours. Well, I don't know. 5 to 8 hours, you're there. But there are rules at this company, and probably most companies, I would think. There's dress codes, attendance rules, you know, policy and procedures, how to do the job and whatnot, right? And then even in the beginning of employment, even staying drug free. People sign, oh yeah, I'll be good. And then they get out there and just get released into the wild, and they start acting wild. And I feel like the watering of that foundation we were just talking about for a toxic environment or violent workplace is people allowing the bad behavior, because now, again, we had a pandemic, and it's hard to find any help. You know, there used to be a saying, like, good help is so hard to find, but then a pandemic hit, and then it was like, you can't even find no help. You know, you just out here drowning, Titanic. So you just take whatever you can get. And that's where a lot of companies, unfortunately, that's their mindset. A body is a body, you know. And I just go off of actions. Because if you really stood on business and stood to those policy and procedures and just the simple rules, just the simple rules. Like I said, there's so many rules, policies, procedures, and regulations and things that follow. But just like, we're just going off of the basic, because every company is different, right? But if those were actually enforced, then there would be less of a negative work environment. It's going to happen at some point in time, because not everyone's personality is going to perfectly get, you know, get along with each other. But what happens when those toxic people are just being able to do whatever they want to do? One thing is they're going to push the people who actually care out the window. Because the people who care are good workers and they can go somewhere else and be a good worker. Let's be clear. But then there's those people who are in situations and they stay there for whatever reason. It could be easy. It could be quick, like transportation. Maybe they live in that area. Maybe it works for their home life. Maybe it works for their kids. Maybe, you know, it's just all they can get right now. And then they're trying to get their money up and then they can move and go somewhere else. Who knows? But some people stay and they still try to work through it. Now you got a work bully. Now you got a work bully. And I'll be honest, for some reason, the work bully never works alone. Every Batman needs a Robin, baby. So there might be one to two other people who bully or create that negative, toxic environment for the rest of the employees. And it's unfortunate. I feel bad because in any situation, I don't care if you're in a preschool, you know, or a high school, or even these celebrities or whoever, I don't think anyone needs to be bullied. I don't think that's positive. Anytime you're being aggressive, being threatening, taunting, pushing your work on someone, constantly being vocally negative, it's not going to make everyone have a great day. This is common sense, but I'm telling you, it's so bad. So it's not going to make everyone have a great day. It's just not. It's horrible, right? And then you got that situation that I think, essentially, you can be a doctor, you could be a police officer, you could be a work in a library, work in a lunchroom, work at Chipotle, be a bus driver, be a teacher. I don't know how many different jobs that I, be a nurse. And I think essentially this behavior and this situation happens across the board. It just does. And the managers who don't manage, who they're low-key afraid of the bullies too. Because what I found, and I have lots of jobs, right, is people talk a good game, but they're not about it. They talk it, but they don't want to get in there and play, baby. They do not want no smoke. And I have to say, I've heard people say, and who wants to be in a conflict? Because this is a bully you're dealing with. They're not going to go down disarm lightly, you know? But if you allow this to keep happening, as several people have even reported to you that this is happening, which I feel like eventually does happen from some people. Some people even complain on their exit interview. I already got another job, but I got an exit interview. This, and this was going on. Or you got people going back there telling the manager. Or you got people emailing the manager. Or calling the manager. Or calling the manager's manager. However it's done. I've been lied to a lot in my life. So I know when people are like lying. And it's so bad. I can read it so bad. And I just have to go off of actions. Even if I don't know if people are saying things, the fact that you're not blind and you're not deaf. And you see these things. And these people are bullying you and you're quiet about it because, you know, at the end of the day, the manager's salary, and if there's a hole, that manager has to go in that hole. Well, who wants to do that? Because that manager's probably got a lot of work to do. But what happens when the toxic people grow up and they become toxic coworkers, and then the managers don't manage, then one day you just got that person who you don't know what people are going through. And 9 times out of 10, if you're the bully, you don't care. You're selfish. You only care about yourself, right? You push the wrong person, or you push someone who's already close to jumping off that edge. Now you got two strong forces, and now you have a work conflict, which is, to me, disgusting. Like, this is work. This is work. It's not UFC. I mean, it's not boxing. It's just not. This, you work and you go home. And I handle it very, very well. But some people, and even getting jabbed, I get people disrespecting me at work. But at the end of the day, it's like literally I know who I am and I know what I bring to the table. And I also know a bully 9 times out of 10 is threatened. And they have some insecurity. And that's why they choose to prey on others. So I don't even have to acknowledge you. You're being weird. And I am very, you can ask my ex, I am very, very good at ignoring people. It's like you are invisible right now. I do not see you. I do not hear you. I'm not turning around. I'm never going to acknowledge you. But it took a lot of years of work and work on myself as well, you know, to get like that. And when I clock out, I am done for the day. My son says, how was work? And I said, oh, it was horrible. Every day at work is horrible, you know. And I just have to be honest with him. But do I go into details? Nah. It's not that serious. I'm more interested in the high school tea, to be honest. So we talk about that. But you have that conflict, and it's unfortunate that that happened. But the one thing I want to provide in this moment, if you're in that negative situation and you're trying to look for another job, you know, I'm a single mom, and, you know, I don't know anyone's situation. You know, but I say find an outlet. If you have to stay at that job, I get it. I've been there. You know, you could be someone just getting back on your feet. You don't even have to be a single mom. And this job is working for you and it's close to your house. And that's great if you don't have to waste gas. You know, I get it. But find an outlet. Your outlet can be reading, could be yoga. Go on for a walk, prayer, church. It looks different for everyone. But find some type of outlet to relieve that stress in your life. That way you create that strong person so you can face these bullies and do what you have to do. Now I'm going to take a moment and talk to the bullies. And people say they're aware of themselves, but I go off of your behaviors and I'm very good at observing people. And I love that people say, oh, I can't be read. I read you like a book every single time. And 9 times out of 10 for me, I really only have to interact with you a couple times to read you. Now, am I going to be able to read you in 30 seconds? I can't read energy that great, but people have patterns and certain behaviors, and they will repeat those behaviors, and they will come out to you. But speaking to the bullies, it's okay to get time to just heal. And I'm sorry, whatever you're going through, but that has nothing to do with anyone else. That is your problem that you need to go deal with yourself, because it's your problem. And 9 times out of 10, your coworkers don't know about the problem. It's your problem. Go heal. Get therapy. Find God. Anything but taunt, stalk, threaten, that aggressive behavior, yelling. That's no good. That's no good for nobody. That is no good for no one. And when I mean be self-aware, if several people have said this to you, there's a behavior there. There's a behavior pattern there. Don't be afraid to look at yourself, because that's the first person in every situation that I'm in that I check. Because I might be wrong. I am not perfect. I am willing to look at myself. That is my advice. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. But I do think people should heal and try to strive to be the best versions of themselves. I'm living La Vida Mocha, and it's a good day to be thankful, y'all.